It was a weekend summer ride that drew some 200 cyclists. It started deep in Kalihi Valley on a 100-acre preserve. It was thanks to the efforts of Kokua Kalihi Valley and a little bike repair program that takes a holistic approach to teaching our keiki about resiliency and keeping healthy physically and mentally. The Kalihi Apua'a bike ride included the story of the valley.
The edge of the world, yeah? So here, Kalihi, it means the edge. And actually, there's an older name for Kalihi, which is Kalihi Lihi O Laumiha, which means the eyelashes of Laumiha. And Laumiha is one of our goddesses, Hawaiians, who actually lived in this valley. And she still lives here. For a lot of us, she still lives here. And so that's actually where that name Kalihi came from. It's Kalihi Lihi O Laumiha.
Buenwa Sitik is an intern with K-Vibe, the Kalihi Valley Instructional Bike Exchange.
I've been with this program 3 years now.
What do you think you've gotten out of this?
I learned so much. It's not all about bikes at the shop. It's also a clinic, so we help our community sometimes if we're able. So we have like bad schedule, so we try our best to go out to the community to share our love and support for them.
This is an incredible turnout today.
Yeah, for sure.
So have you done this ride before?
Yeah, last year, that was my first ride.
What'd you learn about the valley?
Oh, I learned that Ainu is not just land. Aina is a land that gives back, that feeds people, and so that's what I learned from the valley.
So you take care of the Aina takes care of you.
Yes, yes.
And Dr. David DeRauf is a practicing physician and the executive director of Kokua Kalihi Valley. He's proud of the efforts of the young staff and participants in the K-Vibe program.
You know, this ride is all about community. It's about celebrating this community, the history of this community. Kalihi is a place we're all tremendously proud of and in love with, and you see that expression of love out here today. It's about community as a form of a muscle. You know, we forget that community means many things to many people, but one thing is that community is like a muscle. If you don't flex it, you lose it. And if you start flexing it, you can get that muscle strong. And so this event is one of those ways that we flex that muscle and we remember, hey, you know what, we all might be in different paths, different walks of life, different ethnicities, different languages, but we're community too. So that's the fun part of this, is people coming together, having fun, developing a shared sense of history of this place, a knowledge of it, the names of this place, the beauty of this place. Riding from mountain to ocean along that old Ahapua'a path that our ancestors here knew about. I think that's what the ride's all about.
You'll be doing story stops. Explain.
Story stops. So the ride and its content are developed by young men, primarily young men and women from the community, who take charge of this event, and they decide what is it that they want to know about the history of this place? And then when they learn that history, what is it they want to share with others? So a big part of the ride is the expression of their identities through history, through sharing, through storytelling.
So you folks are going to end up over at the Sandlot down at Sand Island.
Yep.
And have a big party down there just to celebrate this event. You also have a number of groups, I think, from the mainland that are watching to see what you're doing here.
Yeah, they're coming in. So we are one of a cohort of organizations around the country who are focused on young men's mental health. And for us, you know, the origins of good mental health in our youth, as well as our elders, starts in community, a strong community, a sense of place, a sense of history, a sense of identity. And so people are here looking at the particular flavor that we do that.
I've heard for many years about the good work that Kokua Kalihi Valley does here. And, you know, we're at this wonderful preserve, really, deep in the valley. It's fabulous back here.
Yeah, we're back here at Ho'uluaina. We've been on the land here now for a bit more than a decade. Our bike program and our work on the land here started at the same time. different expressions of the community, different expressions of love for this community. This 100 acres is thriving with the help of thousands of community members who come here on a regular basis to Malama Aina and to Aloha Aina.
One of the interns we just talked to said that he's learned it's not just about bikes, but it's about the Aina, and take care of the Aina and the Aina will take care of you.
Yeah, so the boys, I mean, a big part of their journey is on a regular basis, they come up here, they take part in reforestation efforts, in gardening, in working side by side with elders in our community. It's their shop is down in what is a pretty industrial place. It's an old warehouse, it's loud, there's a lot of tools and grease around. And then they come up here and they see a different community. For some of them, for many of them, I would say, they come up here and they say, boy, I feel at home. And maybe for some of them, that's the first time in their life that they've really felt really at home. So a lot of what we're doing here is creating a place where people feel at home.
So you're nurturing the spirit of these young men, really, these boys,
our future leaders. These are our future leaders. I am so proud to see this cohort of young men growing up, people I can really look to and say, these kids are going to lead this community someday. I mean all the way down to ages 8, who will sit in a meeting. Recently we met with the Federal Reserve Bank, and here were kids ages 8 to 18 sitting at that table with the Federal Reserve Bank and fully believing that they had a place at that table.
So it's that confidence that you're helping to nurture.
Yeah, confidence. Really, that confidence comes out of their own story of who am I, where did I come from, who are my ancestors, what was the language of my parents and grandparents, getting them to feel proud about that. For many of them growing up, they've never known to feel proud of their ancestry. We think it's a huge thing for kids to really feel proud about who they are and where they came from.
And it's also then finding their way as they grow up in the world.
Yep, they consider themselves navigators. They navigate by bicycle instead of boat. We're also in the process of carving canoes up here, a different kind of navigation. But, you know, in many ways it's one and the same. It's finding your way in the world.
And as we said, the ride was paired with Story Stops, as our young teens of the Valley shared the history of where they live. One story stop, the Kalihi Pueo Cemetery on School Street. It is where Joseph Kahawai, a young Hawaiian man, is buried. He, along with four others, were falsely accused of raping Thalia Massey, the wife of a military officer. Kahawai died at the hands of Massey's mother and husband. They were convicted of his killing, but served only 1 hour in jail. And it was this month, 56 years ago, that Thalia Massey committed suicide. But there are generations that don't know about that infamous Massey trial. But the young men in Kalihi Valley brought that story of a dark time of injustice and discrimination to the forefront.
I grew up in a place where the people who belong here, the people whose I know we stand upon right now, were discriminated against and had everything taken from them. I stand here proud of my people, who I am, and the diversity that makes me different from every one of you and yet holds us all together through the beauty of the fact that we are diverse.
And along for that ride that day, Louis Colunga. He's with a group working with young boys in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He flew in to see what ideas he could take back with him.
Our organization is called Together for Brothers. We work with young men of color, building capacity at all levels in their community, and so they can be leaders, and also to help them build community. So we've been connected with K-Vibe for about a year now, just over Zoom calls or Google Hangouts, and each week we would get on the call and just, you know, plan until this bike ride every week, you know, just planning and connecting with each other at all different levels. You know, we started our bike program because we were inspired by K-Vibe. We employ 30 young men of color, from youth organizers to lead youth organizers, project managers, and program coordinators as well. This is just like really, really beautiful chance for us to do a lot of healing. So actually, I do healing justice work, and it's just, you know, this is great for our organization to heal together.
A documentary film crew was on hand for the summer ride. It will spotlight the program as part of Movember, a focus on men's health in the month of November. Stay tuned.